Yeah, that was so fucking cheesy, but it was awesome.
Welcome. Welcome yet again.
We've arrived on our faithful steeds.
When are we going to ride?
Going to smoke some weed. No, that's illegal. We can't do that. That's a joke.
You know, it's funny the way we were just doing that. We've got new mic stands because we've had some sound problems, so we're both leaning in to say. And it reminded me of the sweaty balls thing.
Because
I looked over to you and you were like, yes, we like that.
Yes.
Oh, it made me laugh.
Yep. So here we are, episode, I don't know, what the fuck? Is anybody fucking listening anymore? What difference does it make? Episode 5, I think.
Was anybody ever listening? That's the queen.
There were a couple people who were like, yeah, it's so good. I didn't listen to, like, the last 45 minutes of your hour. But, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, we're really losing people early. That's great. I just went to the Facebook page not too long ago. And we have 5 likes. We're 2 of them.
Ooh, yeah, we are nailing it.
Career's really getting off the ground here in podcasting.
Real quick. Faster than expected, actually. I thought we'd last a good, I don't know, 2 months? Nope, not even there yet. So this one today might be a little shorter because we have to work tomorrow and it's fucking daylight savings time. We didn't take that into account when I showed up at 8.
No, we did not. And we didn't realize it until he'd been here for a half an hour. Doesn't matter. Anyway, long awaited. I think we talked about this a long time. There is a brewery outside of Chicago called Three Floyds, widely regarded as the mecca of small breweries.
Stop talking.
And as IPA fans, Calvin has tried the Zombie Dust IPA, and for months now has told me that this is the best IPA and that it is amazing. And there have been about 14 tenth-hearted trips in my heart that I wanted to do, going up to Chicago area to pick up some of this beer. Anyway, one of our faithful listeners gave us a bottle.
The only faithful listener.
The only faithful listener. Our best listener. Listener number one. Or patient zero, depending how you want to look at it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So without further ado, with all this buildup, this is probably going to taste like shit to me just because I think it's going to be like fucking unicorn jizz or something. Yeah. I don't know why I'd like unicorn jizz, but hey, what are we talking about here?
No, thank you. First, real quick, it's so good. It tastes like an IPA or an IPA, but it's not. It's actually a pale ale. So, yep. Surprise, bitches.
All right, so here we go. My first and maybe my last drink of Zombie Dust. Here we go.
And he lifts it up to take a drink, and it's in his mouth. It's in his mouth. Oh, I bet it tastes so good. Mmm. There's a pause. There's a snap. And I wait patiently for the reaction of the long, long-awaited taste of this most delicious beer.
It's not bad. Not my favorite.
I just tasted it. It's delicious. Thank you, number one listener, for reuniting me once again.
Yes, I appreciate it. And I think the best part about this beer is on the cover is what I can, or on the label, I should say, it says Zombie Dust. And it looks like a cross between a few things. A zombie, of course. The Dead King from Evil Dead or Army of Darkness, and Spider-Man, like a threefer here with a cape.
3 times Thursdays. Oh, that's a new ad. I've always had 2 times Tuesdays, but never 3 times Thursday. Maybe Papa John's or something should release that.
Sounds like my beat off schedule, but whatever.
Yep.
That's an understatement.
7 times Saturday.
Dude, it's bad. It's real bad. Like, I have the sexual relations with my significant other, which is a woman. I don't say significant other because it's a dude. I just said it that way for no reason. Anyway, we have sex regularly, and I still beat off constantly. And forget about when she goes out of town. It's out of control, but that's a whole nother ballgame. Anybody that knows me at a better than acquaintance level knows that. So I'm free and open. What can I say? So, but yeah, not so bad. Had I made a special trip up to Chicago just for this beer, I would have been disappointed. Had we gone up to a comedy show or something and got hammered and got some of this, I'd have been pleasantly surprised. So, whatever, take it as you will.
Yep. So, time to talk about this weekend. You went and saw the movie Oz, or the new Wizard of Oz type dealio. How did you like it?
In a word, shit.
Good.
It was a gigantic pile of shit, and it was awful. And about 5 minutes in, I looked at my wife, and I said exactly those words, "Honey, this is shit, and it's awful." And she laughed at me. And it went downhill from there, really. The acting never got better. The movie never got better. I think the acting was part of that problem. And I was telling Calvin this, and I have to bring it up, because I've never wanted to punch a woman so bad in my life. In the movie, spoilers, I doubt any of you are going to fucking see this thing. There's everybody's seen The Wizard of Oz. You got fucking Emerald City, and then you got whatever. You got these separate towns. And one of the towns, I don't know if it existed in the fucking books, but it's called Chinatown. Ha ha ha. It's like China dolls, and their fucking houses are teapots and shit like that.
A bunch of midget Asians.
Right, basically. And so, well, I have two qualms with this. I'll start with my overarching problem. So there's this little tiny bitch that James Franco, who's the worst actor ever in this movie. Everybody's dead except for this one porcelain doll, China doll, whatever. And she's missing her legs. They're sitting there, so he uses his quote-unquote magic potion, which is fucking glue. Puts her legs back on. She's eternally grateful, blah. Well, there's this bitch sitting behind me and my wife who's at least our age or older. You know, we're about 30. I think she might have been 35, 40. With this fat slob who looks like he's on, like, fucking A&E's Lizard Lick Towing or the fuck that show is. I don't know if that's right. Network, probably True TV or something. Anyway, white trash looking fucking skanky motherfucker. And every time this little bitch says anything or does anything, this is what I hear behind me. And I'm not kidding on the level of loudness. Aww. And at some points when she's having an intimate conversation with fucking shitty-ass James Franco, about 10 of those in a five-minute period, actually less, 10 of those in like a two-minute period, aww. And me and my wife look at each other like, we just want to kill this bitch because she's so annoying. The movie's already bad enough. But this bitch is sitting behind me. So it made the already awful experience worse. But my second thought on that, hold on. I know you're not a big movie guy. So this little bitch, right? Her legs are broken, so he uses this magic glue. Nobody knows what the fuck this is. They've got fucking wizardry and witches, but they don't have fucking glue. They've built fucking emerald sky towers.
Oh, God.
Anyway, this bitch looks like her whole head has been, like, cracked open and somebody glued her together. It doesn't make any sense. Maybe I'm missing something, but it looks like this bitch has been cracked open and glued back together. Yet, this fucking motherfucker's glue is just, wow, mind-blowing, pow, you know, out of this world.
Yep, gorilla glue. Is that what he brought out?
I don't know. It's probably gorilla semen.
Gross. Okay, yeah, I had a pretty good experience when I watched Django. Django, Jenga. I don't know.
It's a great game.
Let's just call him Jenga. So I was watching Jenga, and they dropped the N-word a lot in that movie, and I just so happened to be sitting with my wife, who is white. I am white, of course, because I like cheese. That's a stereotype at work, by the way. I've never heard of it until I started working with a couple of black guys, and they said cheese is what white people love. Like, black people like fried chicken. White people like cheese. Let me know if you ever heard that. WhiteTrashCast@gmail.com. So, yeah, part of the reason this is going to be so damn short this week is because you fuckers didn't send any emails.
You cunts.
So, yep. So I went to see Django. Me and my wife on the left of me were three black guys. On the right of me was a black couple, and behind me was a black couple.
Lincoln University. That's terrible.
Yeah, that's the general area. It was so uncomfortable. The first N-bomb that was dropped, I sunk so low in my seat, like trying to hide now, from everybody.
Was that the first N-bomb, or when you realized you were seeing a Tarantino movie about slaves and you're surrounded by black people?
Oh, gosh, it was kind of a mixture of both, because I noticed they all sat down and I went, oh boy, this is going to get ugly. And that N-bomb dropped, and like I noticed the couple looked over at us, and I was slouching down in my chair, and by like the 20th N-bomb, I was laughing at all the humor behind it. And then I caught myself wondering, are they still upset that I'm sitting here, or were they upset at the beginning? I don't fucking know.
It's all relative, man.
Yeah, I just got over 2 weeks sickness. I got better, got worse. It's now I got a cough and the snifflets, so I got to edit all those little fucking snifflets out.
I actually had two related stories to your story, same kind of thing.
Yes, go ahead.
Go ahead. When I was about 20, I think it was whatever, 20 or something, I was big into weightlifting, blah, 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 blah. And I was making no money, and I was really poor. Hung out with this one buddy of mine, also didn't make much money. And so I started shaving my head. You know, I'm a white guy, whatever, but shaving your head doesn't mean anything, at least in my mind. And so he was talking to me like, hey, you know, why do you shave your head? You know, and I'm like, yeah, it may not be the best look for me, but I don't have to pay for haircuts, blah, blah. And so he ended up shaving his head and, you know, wasn't even thinking about it. And at the time, we lived in a very urban area. And so we decided to go see a movie at 11 o'clock at this one movie theater, never putting two and two together. And at this particular movie theater, I don't know why, it had like this big open park area in front so people would hang out in front. And we're talking like 100, 150 people a lot of times if it was busy. So we go on a Friday night, me and him, two pale white guys with bald heads. And we come walking up, and it's like the 11:30 showing of, I don't even remember, it might have been Signs or something. And it's nothing but black people. And it's in a shopping center, so we're walking from a store that's like eight stores down. And the closer we get, like with every step, there's a new black person staring at us with the intent of anger.
Yeah.
And it was just funny because we probably looked pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Couple of guys who lifted weights, bald heads, wearing tight t-shirts, I don't remember, and jeans, walking up, and it in my mind I was just like, oh fuck,
only thing you're missing is a swastika.
Yeah, exactly. But what are you gonna do? Nothing happened, of course, because that's just shit in our own heads.
Yeah, it's staring at your Nazi Polish Jew beard and just we've talked about this.
Didn't
before.
Have that at the time, of
course. Yeah, but I was looking at it. I remembered that I got some shit growing. I got the patches, and it's actually Mustache March. And tomorrow at work, I'm going to shave my goat off and all the patches, and I'm going to have the nastiest cheese mustache. It's the reverse Hitler, where you're missing the center because I can't grow it. And then everything else is going to kind of be semi-noticeable.
Yeah, it's funny. He's got the stash and the goat. Nothing connecting the two. It doesn't grow there.
Nope.
And then he doesn't have sideburns. But his two patches he's referring to are as if he'd grown out giant chops. But from looking at him from the side, he's got the front, which is well and good, like a fucking, you know, like Houdini. And then it's like he's got these chops and his entire sideburn, except for the bottom, just decided not to grow. It's actually pretty epic.
I think it's pretty gross, but I think I'm going to grow out the ones next to my cheekbone.
Dude, you should.
And braid them.
Grow out the mustache and the two spots, and then braid the spots.
Dude,
get the curled mustache. It'll be so fucking awesome.
Just picturing it grosses me out.
Anyway, real quick, my second story that's exactly like your story. I used to hang out with my brother and his buddies, and American History X came out, and I forget how old I was, maybe 15, I don't know. And so me and my brother and like three of his friends go to see American History X, thinking this is going to be great, you know, we're all movie fans, whatever. And if you don't know what American History X is about, it's about racism, and it's a good coming-of-age story of somebody not being a dick anymore, but anyway. We go in the theater and it's empty. And when you go into a theater and it's empty and you're with your buddies, you're like, oh, this is the greatest thing because you can just fuck around, be loud. You don't have to worry about anybody else being like, these guys are dicks. Well, right before the movie start, about 10 dudes showed up that sat two rows behind us, all black dudes, which, again, not a problem. But when you're watching a white supremacist curb stomp a black guy in a movie theater when you're 15 years old and the only other people around you are black people, it's a little uncomfortable. That's all I got to say about that. That shit doesn't bother me anymore, though, because all that shit's in your head, and it's nothing. You know what I mean?
Well, it's not in my head. I just hope it's not in theirs.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. But I don't even think about that kind of thing anymore, though. Like, I used to think, like, oh, fuck, but now I'm almost oblivious to it. Like, 99 times out of 100, actually more than that, maybe 990 times out of 1,000, even when you think something like that, nothing's going to happen. But maybe that one time, somebody who's just fucking stupid says something and starts something. And so maybe it's good at some level to be aware of that. But I'm to the point now where I don't think that way, so I'm oblivious. So if somebody does think that, I'm over. But whatever, I don't care.
While we're on the topic of racism, I thought what was very funny, we searched, while we were trying to figure out who our FMK was going to be this week, we searched, would you have, and we were going to continue it with, have sex with, and then see who comes up. Well, Google edits sex and fuck and all those words so that nothing pops up whenever you type in one of those words. But we typed in, would you have... And the number one answer is...
Been a Nazi.
Been a Nazi. Would you have been a Nazi? Tell me that's not bad. That is terrible.
That's a disturbing question, because immediately my thought was, some dude is sitting in a basement somewhere. He's like 30, still living with his parents, living in the basement, and he's just full of hate all day, like, I hate them all. And so he's Google searching, would you have been a Nazi? But then I thought... You know how many people it takes to be the number one search? And then I just began to get terrified.
See, I was thinking, like, it's all these Americans with German backgrounds, and they're like, man, I was from Germany. Would I have been a Nazi? Who? I don't even fucking know, like, why you would type that? Like, who gives? Of course you would have been a fucking Nazi, or else you would have been killed. Like, what?
There's a lot of nuances there, but yeah, sure. I get it.
I don't know. Whatever. Okay. But, yeah, number, I think it was like number 3 on the list. Would you have any gray poupon?
Huh.
That made me laugh. That was pretty entertaining. But, I miss those commercials.
Would you have any gray poupon? Because for me, I wouldn't have gray poupon because maybe I'm against the grain here. I don't like deli mustard, so wouldn't happen.
If I was at the store, gray poupon would not be my first choice. But, well,
I like good old-fashioned process American mustard. The yellower, the better.
Yeah, I don't go shopping for mustard, so I don't know my first choice, to be honest with you.
All right.
Honey mustard?
Oh, that's a good mustard right there. Okay. Oh, man, it's good mustard.
Okay.
I can actually hear the podcast dying more.
Yep.
It feels like the podcast is in a coma.
Yeah, I'm in a coma right now. I feel like shit. I just want to to be honest, I just want to knock this one out and move on to next week. Next week's going to be better. I guarantee it.
It's like when you've been beaten off a lot and you really want to go to bed, but you're like, I just got to do one more.
You're just
but you
like,
got no motivation.
And you're like,
and you can't
as well.
Get there. You're like, I just got to knock this one out. You know, and everything's going to be better.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Everything's always better after that. It's like you can think clearly. If anybody out there is trying to accomplish a task and you're having a hard time or you just can't get your brain around it, go rub one out. Things will be better. It'll work out.
Clear your mind. Next topic, lay the fuck off of Tiger Woods. I was talking to my wife this afternoon, actually, and I was wondering how he was doing in the big PGA. He's leading the...
He's whooping ass.
Yeah, he's leading the pack this week. Pretty good to hear his name at the top of the list finally again. Hopefully he wins it all. And as I was cheering for Tiger Woods today, my wife was like, I don't like him at all. And I've heard that so many times from so many people, but what I don't hear is all the other names on this list and people hating them. What the fuck? Okay, I thought my computer locked up. And people hating these fuckers because... These people you may definitely know but may not know that have cheated on their significant others before. So I looked up top 10 according to Bleacher Report. Let me pull this bad boy up here. Famous people that's on this list.
15 athletes and coaches.
Yes.
A great website, by the way, Bleacher Report. Oh, on a side note, if you're into fantasy football and you read Bleacher Report... Don't read Bleacher Report.
Yeah, don't read it.
Don't read any of them, really. Yeah, anyway.
Adam Schefter, that's all you got to listen to, man. He will win or lose ball games. If you don't listen to him, you lose. If you listen to him, you win. That's it. It's that simple.
That's true. I was having a hard time. I started listening to Shefty thanks to my good boy Calvin here. And I started whooping ass.
On the twatter.
I actually turned my entire season around on one pickup. I would have been out completely, but instead I fucking dominated for a while. So, thanks, Shefty.
Here we go, starting this list off. Number 15. I already hated this guy, but I actually didn't realize that this guy had a significant other. But Bill motherfucking Belichick.
Well, did you read it? He was banging somebody else's wife.
Oh, score. I mean, okay, now I like him. That's a total flip around here.
My thinking was, I thought the same thing you did before I read it, and I'm thinking, A, who fucks him to begin with? But then B, if you're married, who's fucking him to begin with? And, I mean, Super Bowl champion, blah, blah, blah. Here's the thing. Super Bowl champion, money. Maybe you're a gold digger. Maybe, I don't know what the fuck you're going for here. If you're a woman going to Belichick, like, your next step isn't banging Tom Brady. That's not going to happen. That would just be weird. I don't think they fucking hang out. And so, like, what's your end game there? Like, what's, the man has tits. Look at the shirts he wears. He's covering up tits.
Yep. That's why he wears the hoodies.
Yeah. I just don't get it. So, but kudos to her. I mean, if she was, kudos not necessarily in a good way, but if she was fucking this guy to get somewhere and cheating on her husband, it's deplorable. But I'm looking at a picture of him. I can't stop looking at a picture of him.
Yep.
Whoever fucks him, I mean, he's covering up his belly and his tits. I mean, basically, this chick's going down on him. She's got an elephant ear sitting on top of her head. So,
yep.
I mean, ugh. I mean, kudos to her as far as willpower. I don't know.
And if you decide to check this out, I think that it's very funny how you notice he's got his hand in his hoodie. It looks like he's kind of wanking himself off.
Mm.
Check that out. Yep, that's funny. Let's move on to somebody. Somebody else is pretty good.
Kobe.
Kobe. Yeah,
that's a given. Yeah. Everybody knows about that.
Yep, okay. Chipper Jones.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Hold on. Messing up royalty with his wife, Karen. By carrying on an affair with a woman for over 18 motherfucking months.
Illegitimate child. And he pledged support, but still hoped to reconcile. Yeah, they probably. Oh, the marriage didn't survive. I'm not surprised.
Yep. Oh,
I actually have his rookie card. Yeah. I don't know if it's worth anything these days.
Not anymore because he's a cheater.
Baseball cards used to be worth a lot. They're not shit anymore.
That was an overreaction. That's how people would react to Tiger Woods. But not anybody else on this fucking list. This is my whole goal. The topic is layoff of fucking Tiger Woods. All right.
I'm hoping there's at least one female on this list, though.
We'll see.
Oh, Ashley Cole.
Nobody really knows him.
I know who he is.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Here's the one motherfucker that you never hear about. Michael fucking Jordan. So you Oprah fans and you
Michael
fucking
Jordan.
God. Dude, he is a legend. He is the greatest until LeBron James came at fucking basketball, period. He's but no one ever hears him banging other people. I don't see why people haven't just turned and need him in the fucking nose.
It's true. And I actually read a story about him today. Ironic as fuck that you brought this up because we didn't talk about this before now or before like 20 minutes ago. He cheated on his wife multiple times, got divorced. She got $168 million from him.
Yep.
Okay, now this is a guy who married somebody who he really loved when he met when he was young, blah, 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 blah. Who knows? Who knows what their situation was? Had kids, right? Huge superstar. Millionaire in the Nike endorsement deal. Come on, they still make fucking kids are still shooting each other in Chicago for fucking Jordans. He hasn't played in over a decade. Okay? Or whatever the fuck, about a decade. Came out of retirement. Whatever, doesn't matter. And he's going to get married again. He's getting married again to some young, dumb, pretty whore.
Awesome. Good. Congratulations, Michael.
I say fuck him. If you're that dumb, fuck you. Why are you getting married to begin with? But anyway, whatever. Enough about Michael.
Yep.
The picture they chose to put of him is him on the golf course with this giant cigar hanging out of his mouth. And it's so dark, if it wasn't for the smoke, I would assume it's a cock. That's how dark this thing
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's awesome.
oh, it's awesome, huh? Apparently, yeah. Calvin likes to see superstars with giant cocks in their mouth.
Yeah, it's
what he's into.
It's Bill Clinton's cigar.
Ooh.
Oh, I also noticed to keep Hillary's hopes alive for president maybe someday, or to keep her political office, she did not divorce Bill Clinton after his little affair. So all you Hillary lovers out there, remember that she is not the banger, she is the bangee, is what I would, that in a sense. She basically got fucked, but didn't. I don't know how to describe this. She
I don't know, man. Part of me thinks maybe that never happened, which I doubt. Another part of me thinks she was probably banging people, too.
Yeah, I don't know, probably women.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Is it the haircut?
Yep.
Okay.
And the comb back nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right, who's next?
All right, next. Sean Payton. I don't know if you know him, the coach, New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, this just goes to show you, though, like, he's fucking, none of these dudes are attractive. I'm not gay in any way, but if you're a dude, you can tell if another dude's attractive enough for a chick to want to bang him. And not one, well, Michael Jordan, sure, but, so, like, Sean Payton, Bill Belichick, if these guys were, like, fucking electrical workers, they wouldn't have seen a vagina. I don't, anyway.
Yep, next on the list, A-Rod, one of the highest paid baseball players out there. I think,
overpaid.
Yet, people still love him. Slide off their seats for this
guy's
son of a
fucking
bitch.
Cunt, I hate him.
Yeah, me too. That's irrelevant. He's just an old fucking, oh, here we go. Here we go. I know for a fact there are lots of women out there who think Charles Barkley is hilarious. Well, guess what? He's a cheating motherfucker.
Hey, man, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Barkley spoke to Jay Leno about Kobe Bryant's cheating scandal, insisting that Bryant should have kept his wife away from other wives and girlfriends.
Smart man right there.
Yep.
Oh. He knows what's up.
Although he never claimed to be a role model, it says, which is legit, but no one's ridiculing this son of a bitch.
It's a whole other argument. Yep. Role model thing.
Let's continue. Lay the fuck off a tiger. here we go. Mark Sanchez. He's a little bitch. He deserves every single thing he gets. Ooh, here we go. Are you ready? He's a pretty funny guy. He's a very good tall basketball player. Biggest motherfucking feet in the world. Shaquille O'Neal. Unfaithful to his ex-wife, Shawnee, on a number of occasions.
Which, I gotta tell you, like, Men are fucking pigs. Women are right about that. They are. They're fucking right. Any guy who denies it is full of shit. I don't deny it. I've told my wife repeatedly, you know, I love her. I mean, I really love my wife. We actually have a really good relationship, and that's great. And I'm not just making this shit up in my head. But she knows. We've talked about this kind of stuff. She, like, everybody does that five celebrities list. And she's like, yeah, it's not fair because you... She wants to watch, like, The Rock take off a shirt and move furniture, have, like, Keith Urban sing to her in his underwear or something, and that would, like, get her going because it's all emotional for her.
Ugh.
And she's like, yeah, but you just fuck these bitches. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I want to do, you know. That's kind of the idea. And but she knows that, and I told her, like, I love you from the bottom of my heart. I wouldn't cheat on you, and I wouldn't cheat on you because it would hurt you, and that's wrong because I said I wouldn't cheat on you, so I'm not going to cheat on you. And I love you, but don't think for a minute if you said, hey, that chick over there is hot. If she wants to fuck you, I'd let you. Don't think for a minute that wouldn't happen. And I think she respects me more for that because I'm totally honest. And don't tell me for a fucking second the rest of you don't agree with me. If you say you don't agree with me, you're full of shit. I don't care how fucking awesome your wife is.
Yeah.
You could have the most awesome, fucking prettiest wife in the world in your fucking opinion. And then Kate Upton comes over and says, hey, I want to swallow your cock. Kate. And it's like, conundrum, you know, so fuck you.
Yeah, okay, I think we're beating this motherfucker
sorry,
in the
sorry,
dust.
I just, you know.
Oh, it's my fault. Number three on the list is Tiki Barber.
Yeah, who cares?
Yep, plowing through, that's the right mouse.
Exactly, and it's the right turn. Who the fuck is this guy?
Yankees GM, Brian Cashman.
Who cares?
Yeah, who gives a fuck? And number one, of course, the man, the fucking winner of this weekend's PGA, I guarantee you. He's, what, four strokes ahead?
He's murdering it. He actually had the most birdies in the first two rounds that he's had of his career in a tournament.
Yep. Tiger.
17 birdies in two rounds.
Yep, rocking the shit out of it.
That's fucking... I know you're not much of a golfer. You've golfed with me. It's hilarious. 17 birdies out of 36 holes. It's fucking anonymous.
Let's talk about me on the golf course while we're here on the topic. I love it. If I have the option to, I go in khaki shorts. I wear a collared shirt over a t-shirt. And then once we're past the first hole, I take off the collared shirt and I'm in t-shirt and khaki shorts and sandals and a lot of beer. And I have so much fun golfing. And most of the time I'll play the first five or six holes honest. And then after that, it's like, hey, how far can I chuck this ball and get it on the green?
Can I explain a golf trip with Calvin? I had never been golfing with Calvin. I'm a golfer, whatever, fuck you. So we were working nights. We decided to go golfing one morning. So I went and picked up Calvin. I brought a cooler, a decent cooler, not a gray one, but pretty flimsy lid. And Calvin's in his khaki shorts, his t-shirt, his sandals. We've been up all night, so rightfully so. He's going to go to bed as soon as he gets home. So he's drinking. I'm driving him. So he's getting hammered. And so he quits pretty early on. And when he says he plays honest, it doesn't really matter. And I'm not trying to be a dick. It really doesn't, because we all know it's not lasting past the first fucking nine anyway, no matter what he does.
Yep. Never lasted past the first nine playing honest golf.
So he gets hammered. He's got his own golf cart. I'm riding with the other guy. Who's me and him are playing for real. So he's sitting in the, if you've ever been in a golf cart, which I'm sure you all have, he's driving, cooler on the floor next to him. And at some point he took his sandals off. Okay. So he's driving around like a fucking ridiculous ape in a fucking car. And, every about 7 minutes I hear, my cooler is tumbling across a green somewhere or a fairway somewhere. And frequently his sandals are just, where the fuck are his sandals? They're all over the place. He just keeps losing my cooler. And he's like, I'm sorry about your cooler, man. I won't do it again. And then 7 minutes later, like, oh, fuck. I don't care about the cooler, man. Don't kill yourself. All right? So I think he quit. Did you quit playing?
Oh, yeah, I was just driving around drinking.
Yeah, he was just drinking and driving. That's cool.
Yeah, no big deal.
When you've been up all night and then you start freebasing fucking beers in the sunshine and it was hot. Like, you're going to get hammered quick.
Oh, yeah. My sandals came off around the fifth hole.
Yeah.
Dude, the greens on a golf course feel so good barefoot. It's like walking on chinchilla fur. It's fucking incredible.
So, me and this other guy tee off, and one of us is in the off the left side of the fairway in the rough. I forget who. It doesn't matter. It's a long time ago. And I look, I get in the cart, and I'm sitting. No, it wasn't me, because I was sitting in the cart. The other guy was hitting. I hear, and I look up to my left, and Calvin is coming at me. What, straight across the fairway, which he was utilizing the 90-degree rule, so I got to give him props for that. Right at me. And he, you know, he's like 30 yards, so I'm just like, you know. Then he's 20 yards, 15 yards, 10 yards. My butthole starts puckering. I'm like, I start doing that, like, leaning up, like I'm preparing to bounce from this thing like a fucking jackrabbit. And at the last possible second, he fucking turns. And yet again, sandals and cooler just out. And I'm fucking terrified, because when he finally turned and stopped, he was like 3 inches from just plowing me into a fucking tree and killing me. And I was just like, holy fuck.
Let's not over-exaggerate now. I wouldn't have killed you, I don't think.
Maybe maim.
I probably would have flown through the front of the golf cart, though. The front windshield. That was I was going a little bit faster. It's uncalled for.
Right, so that's funny. That's just to give you an idea of what it was like golfing with him. But here's the best part of the story. We finished golfing. And you know, you take the cart back, and then you walk your, or you drive to your car, you put your clubs back, you pull the cart up, and then you drive back. Well, at some point between the last hole and the car, Calvin's like, oh, fuck, what happened to my flip-flops? Dude lost his sandals like five holes prior, drinking enough that he just forgot about them. So he's like, he's got my cooler, and he's wearing shorts and a t-shirt, and that's all he's got going on for him. The fucking sandals are gone. We drive around a little bit, look for them. They're gone. There's nothing to be found. And so he runs in to pay or go to the bathroom or something. And like I said, it's fucking hot. The ground is hot. Fry a fucking egg on the ground hot. So I drive to the car, and I'm like, you want me to come get you? He's like, no, I'm good. So I'm sitting in my car, and at the time I had a car. The windows wouldn't, only one window would roll down, and it had no air conditioning. So it's hot as fuck in this car. And I'm sitting in this car sweating my ass off, my taint's on fire, and I'm waiting for Calvin. I'm like, where the fuck is he? And then I see him. And he's just standing there, and he's, like, looking at the car like he's fucking Jack Nicholson in The Shining, just staring at me. And then all of a sudden, just, whoo, and he's just fucking sprinting. And I'm just waiting for this motherfucker to take a curb and just tumble across the pavement.
One of those fucking water-walking lizards trying to keep my feet up.
He didn't. He didn't tumble, luckily for him. But he made it to the car. But it was fucking hilarious, man. Like, I had a much better time just fucking watching him drink. I would have paid just to go out there and watch him drink, quite frankly.
I'll tell you my favorite part, the most awkward situation I had. Two awkward situations. One, when I went in there bare feet at the end with just a t-shirt on and shorts. I actually had to drop my clubs off because I rented clubs that day.
Oh, yeah, that's
and,
what it was. Yeah.
And I returned my clubs barefoot in a t-shirt and khakis. But what are they going to do, kick me out? I was leaving anyway. Oh, dibs Aaron Bates. Anyway, what was I talking about? Hot chick.
Clubs.
Stop distracting me. Hot chicks. Clubs. Yeah, the other awkward moment was when it was about the 14th hole. Quick pause for cough. And I was falling a little bit behind Tim and his partner. And then
golf partner.
Yeah, so I'm trying to catch up, and as I'm taking this huge turn, there's a bunch of trees, and I go around this turn, and the cooler falls out, and a bunch of empty beer cans start rolling.
Yeah, I remember.
And who's fucking sitting there? It's the chick. What do you call those girls?
The cart girl.
The cart girls that go around and hand out beers and candy bars and whatever. She's sitting there staring at me, and I stop the cart and pick up all my empty beer cans and
totally
fucking cooler.
I totally forgot about that, yeah. Half the time the cooler came out, there's fucking beer cans riddled across the fucking fairway. Oh, my God.
And she looks at me, and I go, hey, how you doing? And she was kind of laughing at me, and I thought for sure I was getting kicked out then, but she seemed pretty cool. And she goes, you want a beer? And I go, no, I got quite a few right here. Thanks, so.
Oh, man. We got to do that shit again.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's springtime coming up.
Yeah, it's funny. This other guy we work with, I won't name names, he hadn't been there very long, and we went golfing. That's why we went, because I found out he was a golfer. He found out I was a golfer, blah. And there's this other guy we worked with who people thought may have been gay back in the day or whatever. And I cemented our friendship after knowing him for a very short period of time because he's got a very similar sense of humor about him that I do. And we're going up to tee off on the first hole. We've never had a serious conversation about anything. And he's like, Tim, what do you think about this guy? And I said to him something to the effect of, I'm 90% sure there's been a cock in his mouth. And he laughed. And that's when I knew we were going to be friends for a very long time.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
Yeah, I guess you had to be there. I don't know.
Yep, yeah, it was a pretty good deal. I remember that. Oh, it was so nice. It was like yesterday. Oh, okay, anyway, let's fucking, how much time? We got 40 minutes. Let's kill another five. Bada bing, bada boom. Here we go. Me and my life partner, I call him my life partner. Have we talked about him before? On the smodcast?
I don't think so. If you want to talk about, what, does he listen to this?
I don't fucking know.
I don't know. You could talk.
I think he stopped after the second one.
Wow, he made it a long way.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, me and the old life partner used to do this thing. We called them 15-minute beat-offs, which with a life partner doesn't sound like, well, it's not what you think. It's a program we downloaded called Mario Sequencer, and on Mario Sequencer you plug a bunch of the different noises from 8-bit sound, like Yoshi and all every sound effect that's been in Mario games, and you plug them in and you make a song out of it. And what we would do is we would go into separate rooms, put on our headphones, start a 15-minute timer. Whoever came up with the best beat, 15-minute beat off. Whoever came up with the best beat in 15 minutes wins. Pretty good time. Download it and give it a shot.
When I saw a 15-minute beat off, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, it's...
And what I couldn't help but think of, I've heard a lot of times guys talk about, and probably jokingly because I doubt many people have done this, but the thing where there's like a cracker or a cookie, and then the last one to fucking blow their wad has to eat it.
Yeah, that's fucking disturbing.
I got a couple problems with that. First off, who's able to jerk off in a circle of dudes?
Ugh.
So, caveat, or sub point, why is it good to fucking be the first one to blow your load?
Yeah, I don't know. But
second off, if you find yourself in this fucking uncomfortable situation for some god, like maybe you're pledging a fraternity, I don't know.
Or maybe you got a gun to your head.
Right. Well, gun to the head, that's a different story, I guess. But if you're the last one to beat off, and or to ejaculate, whatever. Like, A, that's got to be a long time. So I'm already chafing at that point. But B, like, other than, like, they're going to kill my family, there's a gun to my head. Like, in what situation are you going to actually uphold that and eat that fucking crap?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
there were rumors that the middle school across town was doing that.
This is when you were in middle school, right?
Yes.
Not to sound like a pederast.
Yeah, this is when I was in middle school. I set up a hidden camera and it was. That's a joke.
See, that's just. I don't know, man. It's just weird. Like, I watch a lot of porn. Like these sessions where there's like 50 dudes gonna blow a load on some chick's face.
No, not fun.
Yeah, like, why would you do that? I mean. If you're hard up for money and all you got to do is like jerk off on a chick's face, I get that. I guess, but you're surrounded by other dudes beating their fucking schwanzas. Like,
yep.
I got nothing. I don't know what to say.
Me and a buddy went to a sperm bank in Vegas one time because I guess you get $50 if you donate a nice little chunk of sperm, and. That day they were closed. I was really fucking disappointed. They're open like every fifth Tuesday of the month. Riddle me that one.
I already figured it out. You're getting paid $50. You can go like twice a month. And these people that want a baby that read the dossier or whatever of your intelligence level, or I don't know. They're paying thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars. So they really only got to be open 2 days a month to collect loads from fucking people.
Yep. Good point.
Yeah.
And also, I thought it'd be pretty cool, like, you know, you're sitting there minding your own business. You're, like, 55 years old or whatever, sitting on a couch watching fucking prawn or, like, super motocross races or whatever. And then all of a sudden, you get a knock on your door. It's your fucking kid.
50 well spent.
Yeah, 50 bucks. I mean, you didn't have to raise him. Or her, and they come and they're like, hey, I'm your, I guess you're my dad. And I'm like, oh, fucking A, how you been? You know, how's life been so far? And boom, there you go. You got a kid that you don't have to fucking raise.
I don't know. I couldn't do it.
I could.
I know you could. I couldn't.
I also thought about famous people sperm banks where you can, like, you pay extra money, like Michael Jordan jizzes in a cup, and to use his jizz, it's like $1 million just to get his fucking athletic genes into your body and pump out a kid with it. I think that would be fucking brilliant.
I think it would be brilliant, too. It would be hard to do, but then when you told me about this, I immediately started thinking, like, what if somebody, like, some female athlete who, like, maybe didn't make it to the Olympics or something, great shape, great looking, whatever. She gets MJ's jizz bag, you know? And she has a kid with MJ's jizz. And then, like, he just comes out full on downs. Like, what's the protocol of that? $1 million.
Oh, my God. How much would that suck? Or, like, autism, because I know there's a lot of autistic babies that come out of, like, famous quarterbacks and shit. They're saying that head injuries somehow linked to autism. They're doing studies on it now. But, yeah, that's Or what if, or you could do it with like smart people too. Be like, hey, fucking Nobel Peace Prize winner Douche McGee. To be honest, I mean, I could probably name some Nobel Peace Prizers, but at the same time, like, no, hold on, let me think. Did Einstein win one?
I don't know. Not a peace prize.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess nuking people's not very peaceful.
What about, like, I don't know what diseases are genetic. So, like, what does Stephen Hawking have? Would somebody want that?
I don't.
He's really smart, but
Hawking genes.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I'd sacrifice my body to be as smart as that motherfucker.
Really?
Can he get a Woody?
Oh, yeah.
He can?
Yeah. Oh, I'm pretty sure.
Can he?
I think actually, I may have heard a story, or I don't know. I listened to so much shit. Who could tell? But I think he's, like, banged a lot of women.
No way. I'm looking this up right now. Because if he can get a Woody and somebody can give him an HJ, BJ, whatever. Right.
Can Stephen Hawking get an erection? And I want to see what comes up. Stephen Hawking have sex? We got seven letters in.
I got can, STEPH.
Eight letters.
And then Stephen Hawking have sex is the first one. Let's just go somewhere cheap, wiki answers.
It's got to be true.
Oh, man, he is looking good in this picture. According to both his exes, he could. He probably still can. He uses the equation 33% to the 55th percent of balls, then turns his dick on by looking at an Asian girl.
Asian spelled A-S-H-I-N.
Then he uses the math equation pi r
squared plus 77 times. I don't think this is accurate.
This is hilarious. He may have just taken the X's part out and then just made up. That's pretty funny. That's good stuff. Let's try and find an honest answer. Yeah, fuck it. We don't need an honest answer. I don't think so.
I think he's got, does he have muscular dystrophy?
I don't know. What the fuck?
This is great pod, by the way.
His disease is slow and progressive. He could move normally when his children were born in the 60s and 70s. His children. Children.
Oh, he's got sclerosis. He's got Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. He's got children? Are they smart?
I don't know. We should find that out.
I don't know. We don't have enough time to be researching all this shit. All right,
fuck it. All right. We're going to end this bitch.
Yep.
So before we do, our weekly...
Oh, shit. Forgot all about it.
FMK. Our FMK this week was simple because we did a simple Google search. What was the Google search again? It was ugly chicks you'd bang or...
No, it was would you bang?
Oh, yeah. Would you bang?
Yeah, okay. Would you bang? And two of the four answers... Our Nicki Minaj is number one, and Snooki is number two. Taylor Swift and Adele are number three and four. Those are obvious Marys, so we left them out, and we thought of somebody else who's just nasty looking and very weird. And we actually decided to go with Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
So right now, our FMK this week is Nicki Minaj, Snooki, Snooki, and Lady Gaga.
As in gag. That was bad. Anyway. So you immediately knew the answer. You want to take this one?
Yeah, sure. I'll tell you the answers and then I'll explain them. I would fuck Nicki Minaj. Oh, God, that's so gross. She just looks like a piece of plastic. I'd still bang her.
Have you ever heard her talk?
No.
She's possibly just the dumbest human being on earth.
Okay.
Go on.
Yeah, okay. Burp. Excuse me. All right, fuck, God damn it, I can't talk. Fuck Nicki Minaj. I would marry Lady Gaga. And since I hate Snooki so damn much and every single person from that area of the States, I would... Let me take that back. I had a couple friends around the East Coast, but... Oh, my God. This bitch is so stupid. Jersey Shore. Oh, God. Fucking murder Snooki. Like, I don't care who you put in there. I mean, yeah, you put in Nancy Grace, Snooki, and like Hillary Clinton. I don't know. Like, that'd be a tough one. We should. Yeah. Okay. But anyway, let's. I would. The reason I would marry Lady Gaga is because she's fucking brilliant. She's a little creepy, but at the same time, you could still have a semi-intelligent conversation with her, like on a day-to-day basis.
I also would marry Lady Gaga. I've seen all the stuff of her before she was Lady Gaga. It's all an act, and she's apparently very vulnerable and sensitive and all that kind of shit. So, like, that's probably a good reason not to marry her, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
But, yeah, she's got a level head, at least, from what I've seen. Seems pretty legit. I would, like I said, I would fuck Nicki Minaj just because I hate Snooki so much. And, I mean, banging Nicki Minaj is basically like banging a blow-up doll, I think. Not much smarter. Not much prettier. She's just fucking there, so she's got three holes, insert wherever you want, you know? And then go home.
Yeah, I would marry Lady Gaga. I'm really torn on the other two. Nicki Minaj is maybe the dumbest human being I've ever heard talk, and she's just fucking weird. Not weird in Gaga's same way. She's just weird. I don't know, it's different. And no, it's not, because she's black.
She's black?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Anyway.
Really? I've seen her pictures, and I still...
Yeah, she's black.
Like, she's got so much makeup and plastic over her face that the couple times I've glanced at her, she looks like she's white.
That's the thing, like, the Lady Gaga stuff, like, she does some weird stuff, like H.R. Giger, he did all the alien stuff, the alien artwork. She just does weird shit, which I can get behind, but Nicki Minaj, she wears, like, fucking 7-foot bright yellow fucking eyelash extensions and shit. I'm obviously, you know, exaggerating, but... Just weird and like the weird to be weird.
Another thing, Gaga does it for presentation because she knows that's what people want. I think Nicki Minaj, she doesn't go over the edge. I mean, she does, but she doesn't see it as going over the edge. And she thinks it honestly makes herself look better.
Which is why I hate her.
Yep.
On the same token, Snooki... has been run through more than a Jersey Shore Motel 6, I'm assuming.
She's
also dumb, and she's a hobbit, and unattractive. Did you know Rutgers, which is the State University of New Jersey?
Yeah.
I think it was last year, maybe. She delivered the keynote speech at graduation for like 2 years.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Give me a fucking break. She maybe got her GED. I don't know. I don't know anything about her. Maybe she's a fucking genius. I seriously doubt it. But, it's tough.
I guess they basically booed her off stage. I mean, they didn't boo her just because of respect, but they were like, is she fucking finished yet?
All right, I just figured it out. While Snooki may have a disease, I can't stand Nicki Minaj.
Wait, Snooki's got a disease?
No, I doubt it. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, you mean okay, gotcha.
Hypothetical.
Okay.
I'm going to marry Lady Gaga. I'm going to kill Nicki Minaj because I hate her that much. I'm going to fuck Snooki. I'm gonna take that chance, but here's my thinking. Because she's from Jersey and because she likes to party.
Oh, she's probably a freak.
All the things I'm into, like choking and all that kind of stuff.
God, what the fuck?
I could just have a fucking waylay of a time with her.
What the fuck was I thinking?
Yeah, I could just abuse that fucking vag so bad.
You know, you change my mind every single
episode.
Yeah,
every week.
And
I'm a thinker.
Yeah, I was just thinking they're both like dead to me. But
true.
Little did I know that I could probably get away with punching Snooki in the face.
Well, here's the thing. Like, one's getting killed, and one you're just banging one time. So you really got to look for the upside on the fuck, because the kill is just kind of eh. I don't get off on that kind of stuff. I'm not realistically thinking. I'm not, like, jerking off to killing him or anything. That would be crazy.
Yep.
So, I'm going to have to fucking, Snooki it is.
That's great. That's a good little episode we just had there. So there's your FMK for this week. We're 56 minutes into this bad boy, and I think it's about time to sign off because I gotta get home. We gotta fucking go to bed.
Yeah, fuck yeah. If you consider daylight savings times, this shit almost didn't happen. Not that you're listening anyway, but hey, that's okay. Maybe someday in the future, when we get much better at this, or more people realize how good it already is,
yeah,
you'll come back and say, why was I not listening?
Yeah, I wish people would give us their fucking honest opinions. I'm like, wow, you guys, the show sucked. Here's what you should do, you know, instead of going, yeah, it was good, and then not listen to it next week.
Yeah, it's actually incredibly difficult. I'm sure a lot of people do it now. But, you know, me and Kyle have been friends for a while. And doing this, like, there's nobody here listening to us, but to sit next to another human being and just start broadcasting, as it were, it's a lot more difficult than you think it is. Yeah. Not that I'm crying out here. I don't give a fuck. But please stop with the suggestions. If you're going to fucking talk to me and tell me a suggestion, email me a suggestion. I can talk about it on the show.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant. There you go. So that's this week's podcast.
That's it. Signing out.
Yep. Wow. Fucking suck my cock.